Chapter 89. Below where they sat on the lip of the escarpment, the walls of Tunis Kraal stood up like smoke-brown tombstones, marking the burial ground of hatred.
"About time you started rebuilding," Sean grunted. "You can't stay on at Proteus Street forever."
"No," Gary paused before going on. "I've picked out the new site for the homestead, there beyond the number 2 dip." Both of them looked away from the roofless ruins, and they were silent again. Until shyly Gary asked,
"I'd like you to have a look at the plans. It won't be as big as the old house now that there is just Michael and I. Could you..."
"Good," Sean cut in quickly. "Why don't you bring them across to Lion Cop tomorrow evening? Ruth will want you to stay for dinner."
"I'd like that."
"Come early," said Sean, and started to stand up from the rock on which he sat. He moved heavily, awkwardly, and Gary jumped up to help him. Hating the weakness of his slowly mending body, Sean would have brushed Gary's eager hands away, but he saw the expression on his brother's face, and instead he submitted meekly.
"Give me an arm over the rough ground, please," he spoke gruffly.
Side by side, with Sean's arm across Gary's shoulder, they moved to where the buggy waited. Ponderously, Sean climbed up and settled himself into the padded leather seat.
"Thanks."
He gathered up the reins and smiled down at Gary. And Gary flushed with pleasure and looked away to the infinite lines of young wattle trees that covered the hills of Tunis Kraal.
"Looks good, doesn't it?" he asked. "You and Michael have done wonders up there," Sean agreed, still smiling.
"Courtney Brothers and Son." Softly, Gary spoke the name of the new company which had merged the lands of Tunis Kraal and Lion Cop into one vast estate. "Now, at last, it is the way it should have been long ago."
"Until tomorrow, Gary."
Sean flipped the reins, and the buggy rolled forward, rocking gently over the uneven surface of the new road.
"Until tomorrow, Sean,"
Gary called after him, and watched until the buggy was lost to sight among the blocks of dark mature wattle. Then he walked to his horse and mounted. He sat a while, watching the distant ranks of Zulu labourers singing as they worked. He saw Michael moving on horseback amongst them, stopping occasionally to lean from the saddle and urge them on. And Gary began to smile. The smile smoothed away the lines from around his eyes. He touched the horse with his spurs and cantered down to join Michael.